This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Rise and shine, people. It's time for hour two of the Daily Tip on a Wednesday, December the 3rd. On the menu for the next hour, we'll start with our first impression roses in the NFL because it's never too early to start line shopping for some of these bets that you'll be placing later in the week. At 7:20, we'll get to college hoops and some of the top 25 matchups, including a big tangle between number 6 Louisville at number 25 Arkansas. And then later in the show, it's time to whine about it on a Wednesday because it is the most wonderful time of the year until you try to find a parking spot at Target and then people turn into absolute demons. So speaking of, Jinx, I saw this and I feel like we try to make our show a blend of sports, betting, and pop culture. So I felt like the story was topical. So apparently Oxford University Press is named Ragebait as its word of the year. And it feels very fitting that we live in like an internet culture where hot takes, especially in sports media, have become extremely prevalent. How do you feel about Ragebait being the word of the year?
Well, I think there's something ironic about you mentioning Ragebait and me getting upset. Like, you're not rage baiting me, but I'm getting upset. Ragebait. What? Ridiculous. But I understand it. Like, that's just kind of where we are. So it makes sense to me. But I also I get torn because I hate giving credence to these types of things. Like, I hate justifying them.
Don't take the bait.
Yeah, like, don't take the bait. Like, I hate making this a thing, but it is a thing. So I go between, yeah, it's legitimate. It's a thing that we all have experienced. It happens every single day. All you have to do is log on to any social medium and you will see it. And yet I hate giving it that like justification, that credibility. Like, oh yeah, you're a thing. But it is a thing.
Well, the problem is like the algorithm on these social media platforms gives credit to people who do this because engagement is like a big deal. And the more comments you have, the more they're going to push whatever your content is. Jinx, I want to throw this one out there because it felt very fitting that I saw this tweet. And then a few tweets later, I saw RG3 make a case about how the college football committee not putting BYU high enough was, quote, persecuting Christians. Come on, man. Dude. It's not about the religion. Like, what are we doing? Like, this is a prime example of rage bait. And I don't even know, like, are Mormons considered Christians? Like, by the definition of the word, I don't even think they're Christians.
No, it's a different, it's under the religious umbrella, but it's a different type of religion. RG3 is the worst. Let me just say it.
I knew you were going to say that.
Worst. God, you know, for all his early success, he had a chance, even though he got injured, it didn't work out, to still be a beloved part of this organization because there were some good times. They were very early, but His personality has turned so many people away, whether it's on social media and this rage baiting, or how he handled himself here, or his interaction with other players, his interaction with the media. He's so difficult to like. And I like everybody. I mean, not everybody, but most people. Like, I don't go into any relationship looking to find reasons not to like you. I'm just the opposite. Like, let me find the good in you. Let's, you know, let's connect. I love to love. But RG3 is just so difficult. He makes appreciating him or wanting to interact with him a grind, like a real grind. And it's because of ridiculous takes like this. The committee was not sitting around and saying, I tell you what, let me just go ahead and say it. The elephant in the room is BYU should be higher, but we're talking about a bunch of Mormons here. Like, come on. You really think that happened? It's a ridiculous idea, but that's RG3.
Well, and it's not even the correct take, because if it was something against, like, religious schools, like Notre Dame's a religious school, and it right. feels like they are giving, you know, everything to them on a silver or gold platter, I should say, because Notre Dame and the gold helmets. But it's one of those things where I think it's a tricky line to balance, because I understand in the world of social media, you have to say things to get attention. Mm-hmm. I try not to do it because it feels icky to me. But at the same time, I feel like once you lose your credibility, it's very difficult to get it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once people pigeonhole you or you do something that really turns people away, it's really hard for them to say, I'll give you another chance. Mm-hmm. And it's even worse if that's just your personality. You'd almost be better off, like, committing a crime, like a misdemeanor. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay, mm-hmm. like, look at Rashee Rice, okay? He was involved in this really bad accident where he was driving out of control and people got injured and there was a settlement and he paid the price for it and it's over. Mm-hmm. And people don't talk about it. And they're like, wow, this guy's playing great football. It's over now, right? But that was an incident where that was handled and it's over. It's almost worse when people don't like you personally. Like, that's so yeah. much harder to turn around, right? It doesn't mm-hmm. seem so personal when it's, all right, I made a mistake here. But when it's, I'm constantly saying things that are ridiculous, I'm constantly going to rage bait you, I'm going to make you dislike me, turning around that narrative is so much harder. And think mm-hmm. about how many times, because I was thinking about this the other day, there's a handful of broadcasters that I'm like, eh, I don't think I'm a fan of yours. But over time, I'm like, you know what? I think I was wrong. You've really grown on me, and I've opened myself up to saying, maybe I should look at this differently. I really like you. But that's rare. Like, once you generally make your mind up about someone in the public eye, even personally, turning that around, extremely difficult.
Yeah, to use an example on the same team as Rashee Rice, like, it's wild to me that Rashee Rice committed a crime and yet people right. don't dunk on him all the time. Harrison Butker said that thing about women.
Right.
People are never going to let him live it down. So, like, not that I don't agree with what he said, but, like, do you get what I'm saying?
Is that yes.
it's not a crime to have an opinion. Especially, like, if you think it's religious-based. Like, I'm mm-hmm. a Christian and I don't believe in, like, you know, women should be in the kitchen. But, like, you get what I'm saying.
It's yes.
like, that's not a crime, but yet that is more punished in today's society than, like, an actual crime.
Absolutely. Like, whenever I see Harrison Butker line up for a field goal, I'm like, miss it. Miss it. Shank. I want to see the Young Ho coo. Is that right? Where he just kicks the turf instead of the ball. That's what I want to see.
Right.
But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So it's funny how, you know, the internet has shaped people's reputations now to where it used to not be a thing. We didn't know what people's personalities were, but now mm-hmm. we are force-fed it. All right. So from that conversation to how about another that's more betting focused, because mm-hmm. it's time to hand out our first impression roses. And we know it's only Wednesday, but if you're in the betting space, you know, you got to look at some of these lines early, because even sitting on a Wednesday, Jinx, we've already had some line movement when it comes to some of these games. So early action has driven some of these numbers. We were just talking about this. The Commanders and Vikings game. The Vikings, a point and a half favorites over at MGM. But if you look across the board at some other places, the Commanders are favored. And some of this is probably based on like who's going to be playing quarterback for the Vikings, whether it's J.J. McCarthy, whether it's Max Brosmer. I'm not sure how much it matters, but that's just my point, is that if you get to some of these games earlier in the week, you can get some good closing line value.
Oh, 100%. And honestly, I think the Commanders are absolutely the play here. I will happily grab them. I would take them on the money line. I don't even need that point and a half. Just give me the Commanders at plus 110. They are trending in the right direction. I think there's some value on Washington here because they've lost, God, what is it, seven straight now on this team. But they haven't quit, and I think that's the most important thing. When you get mired in a losing streak like this, you see teams that just sort of give up. We have not seen that from the Commanders. Once DQ took over defensive play calling, and it looks like he's going to do that next season, those are the reports that we're hearing. The team has just gotten better all the way around. And now they have Terry McLaurin back. He made a huge difference in that game against the Broncos. Their last two games have gone to overtime. And there's a possibility they could get Jaden Daniels back as well. I really don't think it matters. This is about the Vikings and the quarterback position. Max Brosmer is not an NFL quarterback. No offense, he's not. And we don't know if J.J. McCarthy is an NFL quarterback. Like, he had one moment this season where he looked good. Outside of that, he's been a bad quarterback. So I really don't think it matters whether it's Brosmer, whether it's McCarthy. And even if Jaden Daniels doesn't go for the Commanders, Marcus Mariota has done a really fine job filling in this season. So I'm all in on Washington. And you know me, I've been out on the Commanders for the past few weeks, fading them. I think this is the time you jump back on.
It does feel like they're trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to this time of year, and I don't think this is necessarily pertinent to the Commanders, but when you have these teams that only have a few wins on the season, do you think there's ever a sneaking suspicion that these teams don't want to win games? Like, it doesn't feel like the case for the Commanders, because obviously they are taking these games, you know, to overtime, it's close. But like, say for teams like the Titans, like, what's the incentive to win games right now? Like, maybe you play close and maybe you, like, put your best guys out there. But
yeah,
I feel like it's part of the handicap this time of year.
Yeah, it is. But these are still competitors. I think what you have to look at more deeply is a team sort of saying, no one's going to quit, or at least admit that. But what they might do is play younger players, or say, okay, Let's get some guys who need the experience, who need the work, and put them in, because this is going to benefit us maybe down the line, maybe next season. So they're not going to actively quit, but what they might do is sort of adjust who they play, and then that makes them a weaker team, and then maybe you can fade them in that respect.
Yeah. So I guess pay attention to the injury reports and who is being scratched from these lineups. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's time to hand out some of these first impression roses. And I think this is a good exercise in, like, a lot of these are first glances for me. So, like, they're not necessarily things that I'm going to play, but it's like, oh, that line's interesting. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the Thursday night game, Jenks. Cowboys and Lions. The Cowboys have been on an absolute warpath as of late, upending both the teams that played in the Super Bowl last year, and the Chiefs and the Eagles. And now they're getting 3 points on the road at a Lions team that's been underwhelming as of late. Like, as somebody who's been trusting the Lions, it's not been a great road for me. They lost to the Packers on Thanksgiving. You know, they lost, or they won in overtime against the Giants, but I'm pretty sure they did not cover that number. And they lost to the Eagles. So it's been a tough stretch for the Lions. So do you think this is a get-right spot for Detroit at home? Or do you say, I like what I've seen from the Cowboys. Their offense obviously is really good. And their defense is actually showing signs of improvement.
Oh, I love the Cowboys here. The Cowboys are playing good football. And as a Commanders fan, how did you guess? How did you think I was a Commanders fan? How did you know? But the Cowboys have found something. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but they're playing really good football. And the key is that their defense has really improved. Like, getting Quinnen Williams was, at the time, you know, I think, not talked about enough because he's a hell of a football player. He has changed that defensive line for the Cowboys. And it looks like they're going to get Trayvon Diggs back on defense as well. That's going to be a huge boost. Dak Prescott is playing great football right now, and he's lost a lot of weight. We were talking about this on the Commanders podcast this week where Smoot, my co-host, was talking to Dak during the offseason because they both went to Mississippi State, and they were together. I think it was in Starkville, and Dak was like, no, I can't eat. I'm sorry, I can't have that. I'm on a diet. And if you look at Dak, he's a lot slimmer this season. He's moving better. He's running more. He's been much better than anticipated. Cowboys are a real threat right now to, if they get on a run and things fall the right way, to maybe make the postseason. But I think they're playing better than Detroit. I take the Cowboys plus three.
It's wild that I feel like people love to dunk on Dak Prescott, but he's having pretty good season.
He is.
25 touchdowns, 8 picks, over 3,200 yards through the air. One more I wanted to get in the buzzer, at the buzzer before we go to break, because we have to get to break. So we have seen some line movement already in the Bengals and Bills game. Yesterday it was the Bills laying 6. Now it's down to 5.5. So clearly some people are buying in to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Coming up next, time to talk college hoops and the big top 25 matchups we have going down on the hardwood tonight. It's after the break on the Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for choosing to start your morning with us here on The Daily Tip. In a few minutes here on the show, we'll get to college hoops, maybe a little sprinkle of NBA. But Jenks, I ran across this headline, and it kind of reinforced what I am starting to realize, or what I've been realizing for the past few years about sports.
Okay.
Is that you can be at the very tip top of the sport and on top of the mountain, and it just feels like the drop off, you know, after a few years is just, you know, they kick you out unceremoniously to where you see these people who are like absolutely shining. They're all stars, they're all pros. And then just a few short years later, you know, they're unemployed and they're doing like ads for, you know, some random car company. Or they're on reality TV shows.
Right.
Where, I didn't mention this in the streaming corner, but I've been watching the newest edition of Special Forces on Fox, where it's like reality stars. It's washed up, like, you know, athletes and even like Olympians. And Randall Cobb is on it. And they're like, Randall Cobb. and it showed that he's 34. And I was like, he's 34?
He is?
Not for sure he was like 39. Because like he played in the league for a long time.
Right.
And even when he was in the NFL, people talked about him like he was ancient. And they're like, he's only there because he's friends with Aaron Rodgers. This guy is the crypt keeper. But it's wild where somebody who is that big of a name in the NFL is just kind of kicked out. And they're like, yeah, you're too old to play. So the reason that I mention this is that in the NBA, Chris Paul, who has, you know, all kinds of lists on his resume where he is a 12-time NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, 4-time NBA All-First Team, and he had mentioned in release that he was going to retire at the end of the season. So he was with the Clippers, and then last night, the Clippers just randomly cut him. And they sent him home from a road trip on a team that is, I think, 5-16. So here's the thing. If the Clippers were competing for a title and they need to cut, you know, it was $3.6 million, which feels like it's not that much, maybe I'd understand. But the Clippers are terrible. And to send somebody who is as legendary and has such a legacy with your team in this fashion, man, it feels like a cold world.
That's brutal. I feel bad for Chris Paul because that's why he went back to LA. You know, he made a name for himself there. This was the way to tie a bow on his career, even though the Clippers aren't going to win a title. And then you're always reminded that it's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business. Like, I remember when I was at NBC Sports Washington and we knew cuts were coming. And I got really lucky and survived, but then got laid off because of COVID. But before that happened, we could see that eventually that positions were going to start being eliminated. And a buddy of mine would always look at each other and be like, survive in advance. Survive in advance. Like it's March Madness. Survive in advance. And even though we had been there for so long and we felt like we had done good work, you always got that reminder like, hey, it's nothing personal, but we have a budget to meet. You know, there are cuts that are happening across the board. This, at the end of the day, is a business. And you see that all the time, especially in the NFL, right? So you see guys and they talk about how loyal they've been. They've been a part of their franchise. They made their home in a particular city. And I get that. But that's why I never fault a player for getting the bag. Because once you can't play anymore, the team will be like, you know what? Appreciate you, but you got to go.
Especially in the NFL, where careers are very short. Like, it is almost unheard of for guys to play, like, more than 10 seasons in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because it is just so physically punishing. And again, like I said, once you turn 30, people are like, yeah, but he's over the hill. Like, we say this about Derrick Henry, who looks like one of the most freakiest athletes you've ever seen on this planet. And yet, there are concerns about his age because he's a running back. So I feel like I saw this a lot in baseball, where there would be guys who made like hundreds of millions of dollars and were like, you know, World Series champs, and they would be trying to get back to the big leagues, and they would be on Jake's AAA team. And it's wild how they're slumming it on these like mid-morning PCL flights, even though they have this long resume of what they've done. But it's just, in sports, it's almost like fantasy football, where like these GMs and these front offices are just like, well, you know, you're not performing for me. So who cares if, you know, your wife's having a baby or you have all these medical expenses? We don't care. See you later.
No, that's it. It's still a business. Like, sorry you're going through this, or sorry you're having a tough time right now. Can you play or not? I mean, sometimes things are very simple. It's Occam's razor. Well, we could explain it this way, or this way, but oftentimes the simplest explanation is the best. And it's, you're not performing, so we don't have a place for you. And that's it.
Yeah. And sometimes I catch myself doing this when I have a prop on a player and they get hurt and it's really bad. And you're like, get back up. Get back up. I need 3 more yards from you. And you're like, Kelsa, this is a human with a family. Please stop yourself because you sound ridiculous. Because it sounds like, you know, his knee's not going back into place.
Come on, what are you? Come on, Cam. Cam Scadabo, get up. Get up. He's like, no, he's not gonna get up. Just gotta give him a little leeway here because he's really hurt. Did you see that report? It was last week that just because of, well, not the only reason why, but sports wagering is sort of fracturing people's fandom in some ways because they're more interested in a particular result than the actual team that they care about winning, which I thought was really interesting too. So you do see that.
I don't know. Like, that's a deeper conversation, but I've seen people throw out things like, I think Pablo Torre was one of these people who said that, like, people care more about gambling than their teams. I don't think that's true. Like, have you seen the people who are lowered down in their caskets with, like, a Steelers flag? Like, some of those allegiances, they literally never die. So I understand that people love their money and they love gambling, but, like, some of these teams that, like, people have been attached to, like, their parents and their grandparents, like, look at people who follow soccer teams in Europe. Like, do you think those people who are lighting couches on fire, like, do you think they're like, yeah, but they covered the spread? No. So, like, I love gambling, but I do think, like, the allegiance to sport is still very much there.
It is. I think it's more of a progression, right? Like, things like this don't happen overnight. And I strong allegiances are always going to be there. Like, what was it a few years ago? Wasn't it a Steelers fan? And he was, like, embalmed and, like, sitting in a Lazy Boy, like, sitting up in a Steelers chair or something. Am I making this up? I got to look this up. I swear I saw something like this. So I got to look this up. But, yeah, sports fandom will never die. But I think it's more of, like, the casual fans, right? Like, they don't have a hardcore allegiance. And instead of saying, all right, I'm going to support my local team or I grew up in this city and I've always kind of liked this team, they lean more into, oh, I just want to win my bets. So I think that's what it's like. It's not like hardcore sports fandom is going away. It's just that there's another part of the equation now that's kind of evolving.
Yeah, but I remember covering Auburn, and there was a fan that broke onto the field to dump his grandpa's ashes on the field.
So, I got a lot,
like,
of respect
until
for that.
We don't have that type of allegiance, like, we'll see about that. All right, so we do love betting here on the show, and of course, we have some college hoops going on if you've been dipping your toe into the waters there. So let's start at number 25, Arkansas, hosting number 6, Louisville tonight. Louisville laying a 2.5-point spread in this one, total of 165.5, which does feel very high. But listen, both these teams love to run and gun, and I think my consensus on this is that Louisville and Arkansas are made up kind of similarly in that they both play at extremely high tempos. They love to run and gun. Yep. But Louisville does what Arkansas does, but better. Like, you look at Louisville's offense right now, and they're ranked 2nd overall at KenPom as far as overall offense offensive efficiency. So to me, I see the spread, and it does feel tight, and I understand playing on the road is a tough environment, but I do think I am leaning towards Louisville in this game.
Yeah, I am too, and I would also look at the over as well, just because these teams do really like to run it up. I mean, the Cardinals are 4th in the country in scoring. They average more than 96 points per game, and the Hogs aren't far behind. They average 88 points a game. So this is going to be a really entertaining game to watch. It's going to go back and forth, back and forth. But I do think the Cards are a better team. They're also 5-1 against the number in their last 6. So it's never easy going into Fayetteville. That's a hostile environment. But Louisville is just, I think, a cut above here. Spread is only 2.5. You can take them on the money line if you like it, minus 145, but I'm with you on the Cardinals.
I feel like they've also already played a team that had a similar makeup to this in Kentucky and beat them 96-88. So if you're hoping to win a track meet with Louisville, good luck, because they can certainly push the pace. Both these teams top 60, I believe, in tempo and possession length. So that's another thing to look at when you're talking about totals, is how fast do they push the pace? Because you can be efficient on offense, but if you're playing out of half court all the time, obviously it's going to be harder to hit those really high totals. So either the over or Louisville, I think both of those plays are very strong ones. All right, Jenks, my NC State Wolfpack is playing Auburn tonight. We have Auburn favored by 6.5 at home here, and the total is 165.5 in this one. I have been cautiously optimistic about NC State this year But when they've played in these big games, they've not looked great. Coming off a big loss to your Texas Longhorns, 102-97 on a neutral court. They lost his favorites to Seton Hall in that Thanksgiving tournament, 85-74. So I'm not too sure what to expect from NC State when they go into a hostile environment in Auburn, where we have a very solid Auburn team, just, you know, point blank. Top 12 in offense and a really solid defense as well, sitting in the top 68. So I think I'd lean towards Auburn. Like, I'm not going to bet against my Wolfpack because obviously I'm rooting for them. But I'm not sure, too sure what to expect from NC State here. I think they kind of need to prove it to me first.
Well, I did not handicap this game because I consider you the college basketball expert. I did handicap a few games in the NBA, but I'm going to trust you here. This is your club. This is your Wolfpack. You've got some momentum in the program. You're coming off that football win against Carolina. It's a big number. Let's go Wolfpack. Why not?
Well, here's the thing with some of these teams that have overgone a complete rebuild, where you have a new coach in Will Wade, and he brought in a bunch of transfers. This early in the year, sometimes it can be tough for things to mesh this early. So when you're talking about like going on the road, I don't know. Like, again, I just feel like NC State kind of needs to prove it to me before we just kind of give them credit, because the talent is certainly there. But you could also say this for a lot of teams in college hoops, because the transfer portal, it be buzzing in college hoops, and it has been for quite some time. All right, Jenks, so I don't want to pencil you into anything, but you said you looked at a couple games in the NBA. Do you care to touch on the association? I'm not going to lie. I'm more of into college hoops right now. But if you want to talk a little NBA, we certainly can.
Oh, you know me. I love the NBA this time of year. I'm just locked into the NBA Cup. I want to know what every team is up to. Did I handicap four games in the NBA? God, what is wrong with me?
Look at you.
I'm a sicko. I'm telling you. I'm still figuring it out. So most of the games I handicap, these are not great games. But let's look at, you ready for this one? Trailblazers and Cavs. Woof. The Cavs are laying 10.5 points here. I just feel like this is way too many points. I know the Blazers are not a good team. And they're on the back end of a back-to-back, lost by 3 points to the Raptors last night. And the Raptors are a really good team. In fact, now we're seeing money come in on Portland. So this is what I'm talking about. Now it's down to Cleveland -9.5. But I think you could probably shop around and find 10 at some spots. Here's the thing. The Cavaliers are a middle-of-the-road team. And as a double-digit favorite this season, they're 1-5 against the number. So clearly, the Cavaliers are better than the Blazers. But 10 points for a very middling Cleveland team, I would be on the Blazers.
Can't say I'm going to be watching that game. I'm not going to lie. But if you wanted a quick refresher course in some of the teams who have been the best at covering the numbers in the NBA thus far, Phoenix leads the way, 15-7 ATS, Houston 12-6, Lakers 13-7, and Miami and Detroit both sitting at 13-8. All right, we have a minute left. Do you have one more NBA game you want to cover?
I do think it's sort of interesting, which is how the Hawks are playing without Trae Young. They have a decision to make about Trae Young, but they are actually a better team without him. And right now he's sitting out, he's banged up, but they are a team that plays much better defense because he's such a defensive liability. They're laying 3.5 at home tonight against the Clippers, and the Clippers are by far like the worst team in the NBA this season against the number. So I think I would roll with the Hawks at home, laying the 3.5.
Going with the Hawks, even though Trae Young, avid Daily Tip content consumer, I will point out that he did respond to one of our tweets when we were dunking on him. What a moment in Daily Tip history. All right, coming up next, it's a Wine About It Wednesday. What's grinding our gears this week? It's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's go. It's a Wednesday on the Daily Tip of Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael. And Wednesdays here on the show mean we get to whine about it. We're going to be compliant a little bit. So if you don't like negativity, probably not the show for you. We're always very negative on this show. It's fine. But here's the thing. I feel like if you aren't super into consumerism, Jenks, this time of year is tough. Like, yeah. When you see so many people are like, these are the toys you need to have for your six-year-old. That makes me so mad. Or like these influencers, where yeah. I understand people like to sling mud at us and be like, you're hawking gambling and people shouldn't be spending their money on that. All right. So obviously gamble responsibly. But at least, like, when I have my money in my sportsbook account, it's not piling up on my shelves where it's a bunch of useless junk a year later, where you see these influencers on Instagram, mm-hmm. whatever, like, five things you need from Shein right now. Here's my Forever 21 haul. Like, you don't need that many clothes. Like, do you ever see this and think, why does somebody need that much stuff? Honestly, yeah. As somebody who hates clutter, I feel like it makes me nervous to buy this many things.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I've already, by the way, the lovely Catherine's mother, Sheila, and my mom have already sent their Christmas gifts. Like, they're done. They're done shopping. It's over. It's crazy to me. But I'm with you. Like, I get overwhelmed, especially in today's economy, trying to buy all these different gifts and get everything that people want and all these advertisements. I think that's some of these, you know, promotions, and I understand you're selling something. You can't be like, well, I know times are tough right now, prices are rising or something like that, but sometimes they come across as tone deaf a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then I see the prices for some of these toys, and I understand, like, I'm not political, but I understand, like, tariffs are a thing now, to where, like, we have these things that have these, like, sky-high prices on them because they're being shipped from overseas. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, how much can you actually charge for something when you know it's terrible quality? Like, I see some of these little stuffed animals. I'm like, okay, it should be, what, $15 maybe?
Right.
$39.99. You're like, what? Like, what is this, made of gold? Like, I don't understand where they get, like, making these prices. But, like, especially when it comes to kids' things, if your child wants it, this is the ultimate chokehold that they have over you, because it's one of those must-have toys. And Jinx, I'm sure you remember all the toys of the past, like Tickle Me Elmo and like the Princess Diana Beanie Baby and like all these things where they rope you into it. And I always thought to myself,
How are parents so stupid? Now I'm one of those stupid parents that's like looking for specific toys. I'm like, please have it. Please have it. Oh, it's that much money? Great. Guess I will not be buying new clothes for myself this year.
And when they know it's in demand, they can jack up the prices no matter what because they know you're going to buy it because it's like the hot toy. You know what I mean? I'm sure you're experiencing that. Mm.
Yeah, even though luckily Blake's still not at the age where she like understands brand names.
Okay.
Like I could probably get her something else and like it's not going to bother her as long as it's like the same concept. So luckily we're not there yet, but once we approach like, you know, the teenage years of like, I need an iPod. I need, you know, the latest iteration of the iPhone, which I'm sure is not cheap. So at least we're not to that stage yet. All right, so I've warmed up my complaining skills.
All right.
A little bit of Christmas spirit. It's time to whine about it on a Wednesday.
Why talk about it when you can whine about it?
Whine, whine, whine.
Here on Whining Wednesday.
Do you want to hear whining?
On the Daily Tip.
All right, so I'm sure somebody is listening. They're like, weren't you just whining? It's like when you eat Italian food and it's like, oh, well, you're going to eat a huge plate of carbs. How about more carbs before dinner? Oh, pasta's not enough? How about some breadsticks? And you're like, yeah, it sounds awesome, actually. That's me with complaining. It's like complaining on complaining. So I've warmed up the muscles for Whine About It Wednesday. Now it's time to unload. So, Jenks,
all right,
what are you complaining about on this Wednesday?
I'll tell you. It's the fill-in Amazon delivery drivers. That's
it.
This generally happens during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, when you know that it's not where they have to have hired like extra help just because of, you know, all the packages that it's being delivered or people being holiday. You know, if you're a full-time employee, maybe you take time off, so have somebody fill in. And normally the Amazon drivers, they know the key code that you punch into the key bag to get into our building. You drop the packages off, you leave. The fill-in drivers don't do that at all. They'll just leave the packages outside. Like, we live in the heart of the city. So if you leave an Amazon package outside, like I bought Catherine a Christmas gift that she wanted. She just mentioned it in passing, like, you know, it would be fun if I had one of these. And I was like, I searched for one, found it on Amazon. I'm like, let me get this immediately while I'm thinking about it. But it wasn't hundreds of dollars, but it was pricey enough where you don't leave it outside on the stoop in the middle of a metropolitan area where someone can just walk by, grab the package, and go like that, especially when they have the code to get into the building. So that's what I'm whining about. Like, you're going to order something, and then you're not going to get it because the guy was too lazy to punch in the code that I know that they have because the regular Amazon drivers are able to walk inside, drop the packages off, and leave. But the people who are just filling in, they're too lazy. They don't care, so they just throw it right outside your door. So stop doing that. People pay hard-earned money for these packages, and you're not delivering them appropriately.
Well, especially if it's Christmas presents.
Yeah.
You know, like, this has some sentimental value to it. So, again, like, no matter what you're ordering, and here's the thing, at the end of the day, like, have some pride in whatever your job is.
Yeah.
Like, this grinds my gears is when, even when you're just starting out, like, in your career, or even, like, at a job, like, something that's not a career, where you see people cutting corners, you're like, come on, like, do it right. Like, I understand, like, not everybody loves working at Enterprise rental cars, but, like, let's not at least cheat ourselves and let's try to do a good job. So
yeah,
I think
exactly.
It's one of those personality things. And, like, some people just need a refresher course in that, especially when you are delivering Christmas presents. You are the Santa here in the realm of the neighborhood. So, like, take your job seriously, man.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I was thinking about, like, what I should complain about because, listen, I got complaints on complaints on complaints. But here's the one that I noticed when I was trying to order a Christmas present is that I tried to order something yesterday and it said, we can't guarantee that this will be here by Christmas. I looked at the calendar. It's December 2nd. Like, how much time am I supposed to allow for shipping? Do they realize that Amazon Prime can get stuff to my doorstep in like 72 seconds if I order within the next 2 hours? I don't know what American Girl dolls are doing, but they're shipping whatever their template is is not very good. Because, like, I don't want to order something and it not be here by Christmas. It's not like I was waiting until December 24th. It was December 2nd.
God. This is depressing to me. Because I got to get on my Christmas shopping.
It's the most wonderful time
of the year. It's great. Great. Mm. I hear this, I'm like, Michael, you need to start shopping immediately. Like, immediately. And I know exactly what I'm going to get Catherine. I know exactly what I'm going to get my parents. Fortunately, I don't have a ton of shopping to do, but I am kind of worried about ordering something already and it being late. So I'm glad you said that. I got to get on it.
I hate that. Like, come on. Like, let the procrastinators live. And it's not even procrastinating. Like, we just finished with Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. God forbid I wait a couple days to order a Christmas present. All right, the next complaint that's on deck. Why don't we do Christmas lights throughout the winter? Like, if it's going to be dark at 4:30,
yeah.
Why can't we just keep them up through February? Because I already feel the depression sinking in where when Christmas ends... Mm-hmm. And January comes in. What is there to look forward to in January? You have to take down the tree.
Death.
None of the pretty lights are out. Because at least when it's dark and dreary this time of year, at least we have Christmas lights. January.
Keep them going. The one thing I hate more than anything, I'm with you here. Like, I love the Christmas season. I absolutely love it. We put our Christmas tree up. That's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
We did that over the weekend, so I actually enjoyed that process. I like putting up the crackling fire on the TV and having the Christmas music in the background. Like, that just makes me happy. But what is the most depressing thing is when I know I have to take the Christmas tree down, because then the lights come down and then it's just dark without the lights. And I'm like, I want to leave a tree up until like March, which I know you can't do. Like, at some point you have to accept that Christmas is over. It's time to move on. Okay. It's almost a new holiday. You got to take it down. But I hate that moment when I'm like, it's over and the lights are coming down. Cause to me, there's just something special about it. And it brings me joy is probably the purest way I can put it, mm-hmm. which is I see the lights and I know it's dark outside, but it's Christmas time and there's holiday music and it's just a very simple thing that makes me happy. And then having to say, oh, that time is over, just always brings me down.
Right. And especially if they're just like white lights on trees.
Right.
Why can't you keep them up? Like, if it's going to be night for half the time, you know, where it's right. getting dark so early, at least we'll have something to look forward to when it's nighttime. If you want to hear something else depressing, and I understand this segment's getting really negative. So back when I worked in local TV, and I worked at a really small station, so we were doing Christmas newscasts. So like I did sports, so I'd have to do the sports. And then they stopped doing it one year, and they just did a Yule log. And guess what drew better ratings than our, our newscasts? The Yule log. And they're like, we're not going to do Christmas shows anymore because the Yule log has you guys beat.
That is amazing. Really? Oh my God.
But like, people like that.
I love the Yule log.
People want to put that on while they're opening presents.
I love it. Seriously, I'll put it on all the time, like year round. Every now and then, because we have a fireplace. I'm like, you know what? It's dark outside. I could use a fire. So I'll just like turn up the heat in the home and put on the Yule log and I'll just watch it and be like, oh, this is great. You know, it's like tricking your mind into thinking you actually have a fire. Yeah, people love it. I get it.
I wouldn't blame you if you'd rather have a Yule log on this weekend than Titans and Browns, where the total is 33.
Very fair point.
We got to get to break. Of course, there's plenty of arguments when it comes to the latest set of college football playoff rankings. We'll talk about it next on The Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.